What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree.
Hello, and welcome to Put in an H, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, Terry. Very, very well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it. Great to hear it. Classic. Yeah. A classic intro.
I was going with classic. You know, I'm feeling
classic.
Old school. How about that?
I like it.
Yeah.
Listen,
Terry, I like it a lot.
How the bloody hell are you?
I just told you.
Okay.
I'm well.
Great. Well, this episode is
sponsored
Homer
by.
Versus. No. Of course.
How have you been on your week two of your vacation?
It's been good. Doing a lot of home renovations. Not going to go into too much detail. Not that interesting. But it's given me a chance to watch some stuff as well. Now, how much have you got this week? I don't want to overload everyone.
I've got two. Do you want me to go first?
Great. You go first.
I have not been. I have literally been writing in every spare time that I had.
Excellent.
Up until Sunday.
The old move.
Evening. So I got my script done anyway, but it was
tell us about that.
Exhausting, I tell you.
Congratulations.
I set myself a target and I got there. I still have to rewrite it, you know. I got to punch it up because we got to do a table read.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be fun and also nerve-wracking because people have to read this. And
I'm going to butcher your characters.
Hey, I've probably butchered them already. They've been butchered from the start.
If nothing else, I'm just excited to actually read it.
Yeah, it's violent now, I'll tell you that.
It's what?
It's violent.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's me. But I've been watching two shows in my spare time, basically since Monday. So, literally last Friday, I came home from work, went to bed at 6:30 for 2 hours, got up and wrote for 4.5 hours. Back
into the life
bed.
Of a writer.
Oh, God. And then back into bed.
Bottle of scotch.
Cradle it in the office. So we started watching a new show. It's been on. It's one I've been wanting to sink my teeth into for forever. But I couldn't find it streaming anywhere. And I didn't really want to do like a cast job for 3 seasons of a TV show. You know what I mean? Like, And it's just popped up on Now TV. I think it's on the Skybox sets, or it has been already. It's a little show called The Leftovers.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
I haven't. Which say it's on?
It's on Sky. Okay. So like Sky Atlantic.
Okay.
So if you have the box sets, which I'm...
You know I don't.
Oh, yeah, you
You know I negotiated myself out of the box sets.
You want to get back
standard
in.
Standard definition sports, which is also a con, by the way, which they've dialed down the quality on. Just to
I
make
can't
you think
imagine
I really...
watching something in standard definition.
Oh my God! I thought when I was doing it, I was like, "Yeah, fuck it! Like, just give me the normal. I don't want it to be that crisp. It's not. HD is SD, and SD is something else.
Fucking BM is what SD is.
Bowel movement.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Shit.
Anyway,
so The Leftovers is from the mind of Damon Lindelof.
Manchester United?
Who?
doesn't he play for Man United?
Victor
Lindelof?
The centre half? Yeah. Yeah. Damon Lindelof.
All right. I mean, I thought you'd get it. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, he was one of the showrunners on a little show called Nudges Glasses.
Go on.
Lost.
Oh, yeah. A fan of that one, are you?
I sure am. But the premise of this is based on a book. The premise of this is 2% of the world's population disappear.
Okay, I was going to say, I like it a lot. As soon as you said 2% of the world's population, I thought, okay, I'm interested.
They disappear like the Rapture or something. You know, they just...
Like that
snap.
From Avengers?
Yeah, exactly. But nice. You don't know why or anything like that. And then it kind of picks up... Like, the opening scene is very harrowing in that, like, it's a woman with her child and she's like doing laundry with the child and then puts the child in the back seat, the child's crying, and then all this stuff starts happening and the you just hear the child not crying and he's just gone from the seat. And you're like,
don't like the kid stuff.
Oh, me neither. But I was just like,
it's too.
In it though straight away. I was like, oh, because then like people who were driving cars, like the cars crashing, or like, you know, shopping trolleys are just rolling along. Like then it picks up 3 years later, and it's like they're having the first. I think it's called, they call it Heroes Day,
right.
And it's like a memorial for the people who were raptured. And some people are like, there's a priest going around saying like, this person wasn't good. You know, he did this, he did that. There's like a list of people. It's like, you know, the Pope went, and then it was like, one of the jokes is like, a guy's in a bar and he's like, I understand the Pope, but Gary Busey? And like, it's just showing the list of people that have gone. And it's just like how people are reacting to it. Like there's cults springing up all over the place. There is this other story that's going on.
Quite interesting.
It's very, very good. There's this other story that's going on where it's like, it's actually the guy from Peep Show, you know, Mark's boss, Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like him, yeah.
He plays this guy. He also seems to have his own little kind of cult or something going. He's like, he can take your pain away or your hurt if you hug him.
Right.
But he you know the way he was kind of creepy in Peep Show anyway? He's dialed the creepiness up loads, and he's really good. Probably what got on the road. Like, see you later. See you later, Mark. A lot later.
It sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's.
And I tell you what, I even had the thought as you were talking there. I must call up and get the box sets switched back on.
It's great.
Tail really between my legs
has everything, but it's got a really good cast as well.
Right, like, up our alley now.
You got Liv Tyler doing TV. Okay. Justin Theroux, who's he's the star of it. Carrie Coon, you won't know her, but she's great. She's really, really good.
Okay.
Excellent. Really, really good.
Three seasons,
yeah. Only 27 episodes or something in total.
Okay.
And I'm three episodes in, and the third episode is all about that priest guy I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think I've been as invested in a character because it kind of just focuses on his episode, and he's like behind on his rent in the church. Somebody wants to buy the church off him, or somebody wants to buy the church out from underneath him, and it's like his struggle in to raise the money and all that. And you're like, he's going through things. You're like, no, don't do that. Like, and like for a show to do that, like, he's only been in the first two episodes, like in one scene each time, and then they just focus on him in the third episode. I was like, that's really good writing, and like to get me invested that quickly. No, I know I'm on the right track. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many episodes deep are you?
Three. That was the last one I watched last night. So
it sounds interesting to me. That's the sort of stuff I like, Terry.
It's high concept.
Ideally in a 90-minute movie, but you know, 27 hours is also fine.
Acceptable. How many hours of fucking Game of Thrones did you watch? Come on, Andrew.
I suppose, yeah.
And look how that turned out. The other thing I want. Oh, please.
Let's not do this.
Not in front of the children. The other thing I wanted to talk about was Ted Lasso was back.
Who?
You know who Ted Lasso is.
Hold on.
It's a show, Andy.
Ted Lasso. That's a show that I keep do.
You have to have an Apple TV Plus subscription.
And how that's do you how, have one? How
I did told you, get you one? I told you. A friend gave me his login.
What's his name?
I can't tell you that. But let's
is
just
he my
say
friend too.
I'm thinking of him a lot. Yeah, you know.
Okay. Well, I'll inquire more off mic, but go on.
Yeah. But it's just this show. I love this show. It's you know, 30-minute comedy show about Ted Lasso, who's a American football coach, come to coach in the Premier League, and he
big fan of Jason Sudeikis. I have to say,
he is the character is such a positive. Like it's so refreshing to watch a nice, good person.
Yeah,
that like
not a dark, troubled.
Yeah, like, and like
Yeah.
He infects the people that are like arseholes or dark and troubled around him and makes them nicer. He brings them up and it's great. It's so refreshing to watch.
I like that. There's
It is needed.
Awesome. That's one. I mean, I'm just going to download that and I'll probably just download the other thing. But
I mean, if you're torrenting it, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm a torrentsman. That hurt.
No, missed the mark.
Now, I'm not saying them for you to critique them. I'm just saying it because that's what I say. It's my thing. Okay? You can't swoop in here, call it your thing, and then tell me I'm doing it wrong. Okay?
Well, when you do it right,
there is no right or wrong. Who decided these rules? Torrentsman is fine.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. Fruitsman. Fruitsman rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, but you're just saying your ones are good.
Yeah, because my ones are good. It's the same thing. You gotta pick it, choose it, Andy.
Fruitsman. No, just say it. If I'm going to say something,
if you
want to
settle for mediocre, if you want to settle for mediocre, sure, folks. Why don't you weigh in, folks at home?
Unbelievable.
Folks at home, weigh in.
Yeah, weigh in.
Yeah,
Who's doing it?
Yeah, who's doing it better? Who's living the unbelievable life better?
Well. Listen, I've got stuff I also want
to
say.
Now, I've got stuff I want to get off my chest.
You can't do me like that, huh?
Before we get started, right?
What's that, a BPM?
BPM. Sour Twist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look, just looking on the inside.
Can you pour it into something? Can I see it?
Here's what they did, the fuckers. Hold on. Let me just peel off. They make it look like it's going to be yellow,
luminous, toxic green.
When actually it looks green on the inside. Oh, they fucking got me, those pricks at BPM.
Would you have wanted it to be that green?
Yeah, I wanted it to be yellow.
Okay.
Like, it reminds me of a Lucozade lemon.
Go on then, have a sip. I'm eager.
You know what? I take it all back.
Good?
It's okay.
I don't know if I want that for my drink, though. I don't know if I want novelty with my drink. I want novelty with my taffies.
Taffies?
chewing candies.
That tastes like a chew bar. It tastes like...
I don't know. I love the taste. I'm a big sweetsman. You have me second guessing it. You see how I hesitated on it? Now you have me guessing my own bit.
And sweetsman would have worked. Love.
I know. That's why I went with it the second time. I was like, no, but I was doubting myself.
I had one. Here's one for you. I had a club orange. They can't call it a fat frog. What do they call it? Pat frog.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking sucks.
I seen it in the shop. To be honest,
it's a rookie mistake. I find
all soft drinks or whatever, the soft drink shelf at most places to be, I'm like, okay, I'm just looking for the still
water drinks.
You know, just anything like a Drench or a Vit Hit or something like that. I mean, Vit Hit's kind of shite, but you know,
Vit Hit had
Drench
its day,
is great.
Do you remember that one we used to get in the shop? The like giant like flavor. It wasn't flavored water, but it was like you could get
the Volvic touch of fruit.
I'm definitely a touch of fruitsman. But
and that
is how you do that, my friend. I can't remember what it was called. It was like 90 minute or something like that, and it would come in like a purple, it would come in an orange, it would come in a green.
Large
like cylindrical bottle, but I used to stick it in, especially when I was hungover. I'd stick it in the ice cream fridge, so it would be ice cold. I tell
you, that's what you
that was
do.
Good. That was good.
Awesome.
Okay, what have you got?
Right, look, I've been watching a few things. Went to the movies first of all.
I saw your stories.
Spirit Untamed.
Is this the stallion?
Yes,
I've seen the ads on YouTube.
I tell you, your boy is in it. Walt Goggins plays the bad guy.
Of course he does.
None other than Jake Gyllenhaal plays the dad. I thought it was brilliant.
Is it DreamWorks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I mean, more so because I'm watching it through like Joni's eyes. But for her, it was like perfect. Perfect pitch. Perfect tone. Like perfect humor. Everything. It was right up her street. So I was just enjoying it, knowing that she was enjoying it. But it was pretty good. But There was one thing that, and I have a big issue with this in general. Pixar are the worst for it. But
tragic backstory.
I don't know a kid's movie that I've watched made in the last, I don't know how long, that didn't have either a death in it or someone, one of the girls or boy's parents have
died. It's not a new thing, though.
I think it's so, like, we watched a few kids' things this Bambi. Weekend. Each one had one of them. And I'm like, can you not just have a kid story?
They
like,
gotta learn, Andy.
Yeah, but these companies are trying to do it to make a grander point about life or something like that. There's too much of it. Just dial it back, like 20%.
Yeah, I guess like something like Secret sad. Life of Pets or something is what you want.
Yeah, or Mitchell versus the Machines or whatever.
That was good, yeah. That was fucking brilliant. That was really good. That was more for me than it would be for a child, though.
Yeah. but you know what I mean? So that kind of, you know, it's a pet peeve of mine. But it was good, and I tell you, it's great to be in
I'm surprised the you haven't told me that you went to see Space Jam 2 yet.
No, I gave Joni, well, that was one of the choices. It was Space Jam 2, Paw Patrol the movie, or Spirit Untamed. And I think she probably chose the right one,
yeah. Who's the voice of Spirit?
No, the horse doesn't talk. Huh? It's a horse.
It doesn't talk? I'm staring at this horse that doesn't talk for 80 minutes?
Yeah, no, the horse.
No, thank you.
It's more about the girl and her friends okay. and the horses. Anyway.
Who voices the girl? Let me check.
I don't know any other ones. I didn't recognize any other ones. I'm going again this Saturday, though, to the movies.
What are you going to see?
Either A Quiet Place 2, if it's still out, or I've seen there's some sort of Purge-looking Western thing.
Forever Purge, yes.
Yeah, well, big Purge fans in this house. So if that's still out, we'll probably
Have you taken the TV show for a spin?
No, you know what? We haven't.
It's on Amazon. So good. You've got access. I watched the first season. I liked it. It's set over the night of the Purge, but it's split into different characters, different episodes.
Oh, right.
Now, I must get back to the second season.
Yeah. No, because we're fans of the franchise now. And we're watching things like crazy at the minute. So I'll stick that one into the rotation. Now, few other things I watched.
Mm-hmm.
I've weirdly also gotten into watching like Japanese chefs cooking expensive meats on YouTube.
Okay.
I don't know why. I find it very relaxing. It's all sizzling.
It's processed, it's all, man. Like, there's something about processed stuff that is quite relaxing.
I was like, oh, this fillet of beef costs $350 or something like that. But like, very fatty, if I may say. But
Wagyu, is it?
I don't know what it was, but it was just the way they're doing it. But I don't know. I find that excellent. It's like that. It's like a process scene.
It's like watching people paint things. It's very relaxing. Yeah. Or watch people build models, I find, is quite relaxing as well. Like,
I think kind of watching people do anything in a nicely lit setting is probably good. You know what I mean? Or doing their job. Watched three things. So I'll get through this one quick because we've seen it and talked about it before. I watched This Is the End again the other day, and I tell you, every time I watch it, I like it more. I wasn't that mad on it when I first saw it. I think it was maybe because it was built up. I remember specifically you saying,
"I loved going it."
Through the plot before when it was in production, you were like, "They're all playing themselves," like blah blah blah. These dozen people that you love are in it. It's an apocalypse, end of the world, and they're all stuck in Franco's house. I was like, what? But for whatever reason, the first time I kind of thought it was I don't know what I was expecting, but when I watched it there yesterday, it was the best watch so far, and it's probably like the third or fourth one, but it was just excellent, really funny.
It's really good. I do find that like I am longing for the party bit to go on a little bit longer or for more people like to still be there.
Yeah, you know like what you mean. It cuts from like a bunch of people to like six really quick.
Yeah, and like this, some of the stuff I love is like Kevin Hart and Jason Segel.
Yeah.
And he's like, birthday, what bro, or whatever, and he's like, that's why you're the king, man. That's why you're the king.
Like so many little bits or like there's a bit that like we use all the time, when like your man Jay makes some reference and Jonah Hill is like, sick references, bro, your references are out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, Kerry always say that to each other. It's like, your gif game is out of control. Everybody knows it.
The fact that they heightened Jonah Hill's character to be like, you
phony,
know,
like Hollywood asshole.
He's gone A-list pretty much. Like, it's me, America's sweetheart, Jonah Hill.
And the way he pushes him into the hole, he's running past and all these like. But yeah, excellent movie. It's on Netflix. I would highly recommend. Now, these two movies, you're going to be like, what are you wasting your time on these for when you're recommending movies to me, left, right, and center? First one is a little movie called Aftermath.
Bruce Willis in it, is it?
No way. It's about this couple who are having problems. They move into this murder-suicide house.
Good way to solve your problems.
Yeah. And shit starts to go down. Truly nobody. I didn't recognize one name or one face. It wasn't great. It was, it was one of these things.
What year
did
it come out?
I think in the last couple of years.
2017, it says here.
But it makes you think that there's this, I don't know if I should spoil it. I probably should. Look, I'm going to spoil it, so skip ahead for the next 2 minutes.
That says it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. That can't be right.
No. After Space Math. So maybe that's
okay.
Something.
After Math. Is it an Australian movie?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't think so.
After
Math. Did I dream this?
No, go ahead.
I'm going to just go ahead with it.
I know that guy. He's like the fucking... He was in one of the X-Men movies.
Oh, was he?
The main guy, yeah.
Anyway, it was awful. I'm not even going to bother, but it wasn't great. The ending in particular was terrible. It was like they ran out of money by the end, and they just... Anyway, awful, awful movie. So don't watch that. Another one. Flatliners.
Oh, the remake with Elliot Page.
Yes. Terry.
1 hour 54 minutes for this Aftermath, Andy.
Yep.
Boy.
You know what I think I realise that I do like
bad movies.
I like bad movies. I don't like watching good movies.
I don't want to turn this into a bad movie podcast. I'm sorry, I can't. Kevin Bacon.
What?
No, I'm looking at the wrong Flatliners. I'm looking at the original Flatliners.
It was the same concept?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't know it was a remake. It was not great also.
You got some talent in here. You got
your man
Elliot.
From
you got Diego Luna.
También, yeah.
Yeah, Diego Luna. You got Kiersey Clemons, who's the young black lady in it, I guess.
Ah, didn't you?
Flatliners is dull and indecisive. EW review.
It's bad.
Is it?
It's not a good movie. And it's kind of like, they stop their heart.
It's a sequel, sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they
a standalone sequel to and remake of the 1990 film of the same. Well, which is it?
It was kind of, that's actually telling because I didn't know what it was. It was like they stop their heart and then when they're brought back to life by, because they're all medical students, so they're doing this deadly game or whatever it is, and then they come back and they're super high performing. And we're like, sorry, does this happen to everyone whose heart stops for a few minutes? They're super high performing, but then it's something from their past is haunting them, proper haunting. I was saying to Kerry, what's causing these hauntings? There's nothing supernatural about this movie. It's just
Bill Hader did this film better in fucking Popstar Never Stopping. He was the roadie that was kept he spent all his money getting put to sleep and then being brought back with a defibrillator.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. I'm sure it was better
Flatliners,
than this.
Blurg.
And that was I think that was over 2 hours. Don't check. No need to check. You're probably only wasting your time.
Budget was 19 million. 1 hour 49 minutes.
Okay. Felt
still
longer.
Bad.
Felt longer. I thought
the amount of shit you give me.
What?
This is 2 weeks in a row now. You've had garbage on your list?
Well, that's subjective, isn't it?
Why didn't you watch? You've just told me that's garbage.
Yeah, but I don't know until I go in. I mean, how am I going to know?
I'm telling you what's good.
If the concept is good, it's a mood we're going for. We're going for a mood.
I'm telling you what's good, Andy.
What? Yeah, but that's good. That's good to you. I realize
it'll be good to you.
And a small audience will enjoy it.
You didn't watch the karate film?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I was busy watching La La Land for the Patreon.
Hey, okay.
I'll save that. Listen, that's all I got, to be honest. I don't have anything else that I've been watching. Should we, dare I suggest, discuss a little show called The Simpsons?
Please. 25, look at us. Wowee. 25 minutes.
Yeah, we're doing good, right?
Tightening up.
Keep it tight.
Yeah, all right now.
We're talking about the 18th episode of season 8, oh my goodness, of the American television series The Simpsons, aired March 16th, 1997. So we would have been, what, 97? 11? Would
Jesus.
You
have been?
Yeah, you'd have just gone 11.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I remember when this came out, like, Dave Thomas guest stars as Rex Banner.
Do you know who Dave Thomas is?
I do. I looked him up.
Ah, okay, good. So
I know him. I just couldn't, you know.
What do you know him from? Just let's get this out of the way now. I found this. Like, I know him for, he's in Arrested Development in a couple episodes. It would be my main thing. I'm going to guess what you know him from.
Go on.
Is it Rat Race?
It is Rat
it's
Race.
It's Rat Race, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know me well.
What was he in Rat Race? He was like, he was like you a, to,
he, I think he was he like a guy who didn't speak in it or something?
There was some, who was, John Cleese was running the thing in Rat Race.
I think
there was some scene where he was like asking, Dave Thomas was asking somebody to do something and he's like dabbing at his mouth. And then like he would leave the room and it was like, John Cleese had put him up to it and he's like, well done, you know, like,
oh yeah,
yeah, it was like him being creepy or something like that, like he was his assistant in it, I believe.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen it in ages. I've seen that in the cinema twice, and I loved it at the time. I don't anymore, but
it's weird, like
it's one of those cast movies,
you know. You got Breckin Meyer
I was just in love with the cast. You had Seth Green at the time. This was, what, 2001?
That other guy who I can never remember what else he was in, but he played Seth Green's brother with the tongue piercing.
Yes, I know the guy you're talking about.
Oh. Yeah.
I know. Long, sort of curly hair.
Yeah, you had Whoopi.
You know what I remember that guy from? And it's a disturbing scene in that movie. I think it was him. What was that movie with Mr. Vanderbeek? Something Attraction or...
Rules of Attraction.
Yeah.
Fucking excellent movie, my friend.
It's a great movie, but there's a scene in it where I think he's like the townie who's like... He's like riding your one when she's like asleep and then he throws up on her, like really disturbed. And
is that him?
I think that's him. Maybe I'm just putting his head on that. I've seen that film
enough times. I don't think that's him.
No, okay, maybe not then.
But that's like one of the first scenes in it. Oh. Well, like... That
God,
poor,
unsettles
poor
me.
Lovely Shannon Sossaman.
Oh, something yeah, where's she
like, been? I don't know. Well, like her smile in that movie, I'm like, look at that. Like, I
great
feel
smile.
Better. Like, I feel great better smile. Now after seeing that smile.
A especially, beaming smile she has.
And Van der Beek has never been better.
Ah, yeah, Van der Beek was great. Now, the production
by
Marshall
Talmadge.
Obviously, it is based on the 18th Amendment of the Constitution, in which alcohol was banned in the United States. Did you know that the... Here's a little pop quiz for you.
Sure.
When was the Prohibition era in America?
When?
Yeah. Give me a year.
1920.
Okay, fine. Started in 1920, so yeah.
Yeah. I read a book... Based in,
I read
in,
a book about it.
Yeah, I read a novel set in Boston in Prohibition era time.
Of course,
so, very interesting. Why was that? Like
apple and blackcurrant there.
Were you surprised to learn it was like 1920?
I didn't realize it went on for so long. It was like 1920 to 1933.
Oh, that long, really?
Yeah. Because I was looking up, that's why I couldn't let you into the Zoom chat, because I was reading up on speakeasies in Prohibition era.
Me staring at this luminous drink like an idiot.
I bring you love.
Okay, well, now, that's enough of that, I think.
No, go on. Finish it.
The drink, you know what?
That's what I mean, it's too kitschy.
You know what, I do have a nice drop of vodka. I'm not going to break it out, but, you know, a bit of vodka and some ice, I'd sip away on it, like.
Okay. Many episodes have stories and jokes relating to alcohol, so the writers thought it's strange that they'd never done an episode on Prohibition, and that idea seemed perfect, as they said. The episode features a vast amount of Irish stereotyping at the St. Patrick's Day celebration, which was a reference to when Conan O'Brien was a writer for the show and was of Irish descent and his use of Irish stereotypes.
Bawdy episode.
Quite bawdy, isn't it?
And I didn't realise how much was cut out of it when you're watching it, like, on Sky or on RT or whatever.
Definitely, we'll get to that.
We can get into it, but...
The writers were very concerned about Bart getting drunk. That's why he drank the beer through a horn, to show it was only accidental. This was a toned down version of what was in John Swartzwelder's script. Oh, sorry, I didn't even tell you who wrote it. Written by John Swartzwelder.
Yes, I noticed that myself.
Directed by Bob Anderson. Originally, Chief Wiggum's first line was, "They're either drunk or on cocaine," but it was deemed too old fashioned. The discovery
they snuck it in anyway, though, later on,
did they?
Yeah.
Drunk or on cocaine? Oh, yeah, actually, I forgot about that. The discovery of more lines on the parchment was a simple deus ex machina to get Homer freed and to end the episode. Please do dish.
Deus ex machina. Oh,
God, I've embarrassed myself. Well, that's what I was going to... My next question was going to be, what is that?
Deus ex machina is like the thing that comes in from out of nowhere at the end of the movie to help save the day.
Okay. Deus ex machina. They're really expecting us to know a lot by saying that. Just shorten it to ex machina.
I mean...
You know what I mean?
Right.
What am I in Latin class here?
I mean, it sounds like it is from, you know, Latin.
Never did it.
No, me neither, surprisingly enough.
When Homer first enters Moe's pet shop, the man that tips his hat to him outside was a background character used in the early seasons. What sort of fact is that? What am I supposed to do with that?
I love the character, just because we're talking about background character. There's when Homer comes into the shop in that scene, into the pet shop, and there's a guy sitting at the bar with grey horseshoe hair, and his eyes are looking in the opposite direction. He's just propped up at the bar, and I'm like, who's this guy? I love this guy.
Tell me more about this guy.
He's like a patron from a country pub in Ireland,
The riot at the beginning of the episode was taken from footage from the end of season 6 episode Lisa on Ice and updated.
Oh, interesting.
And the line, "To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems," was originally the act break line at the end of act 2, but was moved to the very end of the episode. And I think
Josh Weinstein
said it's
well.
One of the most truthful, the best and most truthful lines that The Simpsons ever had. That's all I got, Terry.
Let's rock into your notes. How about that?
How about that, huh?
Is Dasky?
That's what I think of all the time.
How about you sit on it?
How about that?
I'm never sitting on it, Manetti.
That's not what I heard.
Oh! So worked up.
We should do that maybe.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what. I don't know if it was a nod to the Irish straight away, but the grey sky for the first minute or two, I thought, are they going extra Irish in this? Because that's very true to form.
My question I had about the Irishness was, Bart always wears an orange t-shirt or whatever, and he wears it into school, and it's like, I was like, I wonder if that anything to do with Protestant.
Oh, because he's in
orange. He's the only one in orange, and everybody else is in green. And they're like, pinch. I know it's because he's not wearing green.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm assigning meaning.
Possibly. To I don't know if they would know enough about. Maybe. I'm
they
sure
do
they
know
would,
that they've done it in a later episode where it's like Patrick's Day and it's like the Catholics and the Protestants march and right. It's like a green and orange in like, again, like season 20 something or whatever.
Okay. So interesting. I never even thought of that.
Also, one of the boys where it was like, get him. And it's like, he's not wearing green. And there's literally like somebody going to pinch him and he's like in a blue top. I was like, what about that guy?
Sure, someone got fired for that one.
Yeah. I did like Lisa's delivery. I was like, that's funny. I don't feel stupid.
You know, when she knows what's going.
Nobody's pinching his legs.
But just the whole, I mean, I don't know if you want to get into specifics on it, but just that I loved the whole Paddy's Day intro in general. I like the whole, you know, they're getting set up for the parade. They're waiting outside Moe's for it to open. And I love the line where Moe's like, this is the busiest drinking day of the year. It's like, where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
They seem to get Patrick's Day all off over there, which I found surprising.
Really?
Yeah, we just. It seemed
you mean like off work?
It seemed that way. Like Homer's at the bar at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah,
they're all there, you know.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. But Kent O'Brockman was live on Main Street. He's like everyone is a little bit Irish, of course, except the gays and the Italians.
That's a great line. Yeah.
And like I did like again this one was probably added in, I don't really remember, it's like the 2000 years of Irish cops, like move along now, nothing to see here, show's over.
I loved the line where like people are like climbing up into Ken Brockman's booth and then your man's like, hey, this is some wicked party, huh? And the next guy's like, hey, have you seen Sully?
It's like they're just, it's Bostonians have come to Springfield and like gotten really drunk.
The way that fight starts,
he's like, I need that pen.
Excellent.
I love that when he's like, what does he say? He's like, fist fighting, overly getting overly drunk. Are these really the things we think about when we think of the Irish? And like, then like the fish and chip shop explodes. No, that was never in it. That was never in it.
No, I remember seeing it later on, like
John
after
Bull's
the initial
fish and chips.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, like even there were,
and there was always rumored to be like a cut scene to do with the IRA.
Yeah,
yeah. There was always rumors about that scene.
I remember when I first seen it, hit like, because I'd seen the episode a couple of times and it wasn't included in it, and then I must have watched it on a different channel or something like that. Or the DVD or something like that. I think that's what it was. The DVD.
Yeah.
And did you have season 8 or did I?
You had 8. Yeah. Definitely.
It was quite shocking, to be honest.
Yeah.
That they would throw in a bombing joke like that. But, you know, hey, different time.
It's just the fact that everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the drunken Irish novelist of Springfield because it's like, Danny Boy is being played like a real like somber like or like depressing version of Danny Boy. And then they get off and start fighting with everybody.
Homer's in Moe's, he's like when he's got the barrel on his head he turns it.
This was never like the line, I'm the Prime Minister of Ireland with the barrel on his head was never included in it. But
wasn't
the next bit was like, isn't that your kid? And then he would like turn the thing with his eye.
It was just that.
But the line was like about the Prime Minister of Ireland.
I thought funny.
They're very funny. Not wrong. I remember Jay Leno was on his monologue. There was a thing of like when Brian Cowan was Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like him holding a pint locked. Like, and it was like, what profession does this man do? And it was like people guessing. And he was like, the Prime Minister of Ireland, ladies and gentlemen. You're like, boy.
Where do you think, like, do you have any insight on, like, this is a very general question,
heady.
but like just why Ireland, like, do you think it's warranted that our sort of the stereotype of Irish people drink and get in fight?
Irish people drink, like, definitely, like,
would we drink more than the Brits?
We're different kind of drunks. than those.
Is it the whiskey history and Guinness history, do you think?
I think that's part of it, but like also like we've so many, like all like this last year, like think about it, like all people want to do is have a pint.
Yeah.
Be able to go to the majority of like a lot of people, like I just want to be able to go have a pint. I felt that way myself at times where it's like, oh, I'd love to be able to just pop in for a pint, like stressed after work or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Go have a pint and a sit.
Yeah.
You can't do that at the moment, or you can't, or you're getting back there, you're getting close. But like, just like the sheer volume of pubs.
It's telling.
In this country. Like, you go any, I tell you what, you could not go to a village or anything in this country and there wouldn't be a pub.
That's true, isn't it?
There's nowhere in Ireland. The
smallest village, you wouldn't have anywhere that doesn't have a pub. Yeah. That's true.
There's no, so like, that's kind of telling.
Hmm, interesting. Yeah, I never really thought of that.
Yeah, there's nowhere, I don't think, like, if somebody could chime in and say...
actually,
but like, pubs per capita, I think, like, we were in a village in Wicklow, down your area.
Hey.
And it's like has a main street and a couple other streets, and we counted 8 pubs in the village.
Wow.
For like, again, like, why would you need that many pubs?
Clare has the I'm looking at the thing here, top 10 Irish towns with most pubs per person.
Yeah, Clare would be a big tourist though, like the cliffs.
County Clare, Fecal County Clare, 16 people per pub in Clare.
Jesus.
I mean, it's probably like a town of like 100 people or something, but still.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, where was I? Hang on, my phone is locked.
Now, let me ask you while we're talking. You're not a big fan of St. Patrick's Day.
Not really, no. No, not at all, actually.
Yeah. Got mugged. First Patrick's Day I knew you got mugged.
I knew that's where you were going with this. Yes, assaulted, actually. Yeah. Assaulted is what happened.
And somebody spilled a pint over you.
What?
Somebody spilled a pint over you as well.
I mean, that was nothing in comparison to getting punched with some sort of ring with a spike in it.
Oh, like, I just remember seeing you and like you seemed to be having an okay time in the pub. But like also like there was like I don't know if it was like still like blood stain or
there was blood coming out of my ear.
yeah, that's what it was. All over
me
top. Yeah. And I was like,
was I in the pub then?
With you were in Grangers, I think, with like Andy Ryan and I think Annie. Do you remember Annie? Yeah. Because I knew Annie from college. She had been working
in
the local centre, and I'd only started working there.
Yeah.
And actually, it was the first shift me and you worked together. Was that Paddy's morning?
No way.
Yeah. Like,
how mad is that, huh?
Mad. Like, John opened up and me and you, and like when it was quiet, it was like you were on the deli, I was behind the counter. And we started chatting. We started getting like, that was when we started and having the rest chats. And now look at us here. Huh? How many years? 15 years later or something.
Amazing.
Like,
I forgot about that mugging on well, I wasn't even mugged. It was just Some coward from behind came up and
what were you doing in town though? Like,
we were drinking. I don't know.
In town,
we were going because I think we hung out in like Temple Bar around then. Mm. But anyway,
so Bart gets drunk, and Apu was already pretty pissed. I just love the delivery of everybody get naked. Come on.
And then Van Houten,
Kirk,
love and
what
divorce,
are you
like,
doing, Kirk?
Why not? This party's just getting started.
Like the necklace or the chain that he has on, like. And then I love how like Bart just brings it to a screeching halt.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I did like when he goes past his friends; they're all like, "Yay, Bart!"
I don't remember. Did you go see Macbeth that time in the Tivoli?
Yeah.
So like, do you, like Brian used to work in the pub on the corner called the Green Lizard,
right?
And it was like he was like, we'll go over, and like we had a carvery there, and like had
oh, you're like 16?
Yeah, had a pint, had a carvery and a pint there before going in.
Carvery at 16?
Yeah, man. Good food's good food.
True. Yeah.
And we came out of the pub, we're like, oh, we better go. It's like, it starts at 1:30. It was like 25. We came out of the pub and...
steaming?
No, just 1 point. Okay. But like the lads were all like, yeah! Like, because they thought we'd just been in there boozing for the whole time, whatever like that. Like the teachers, the teachers couldn't say anything because technically we weren't in school and it was like a...
yeah.
You know,
come like we don't have to be.
Yeah, we didn't have to go see the play either.
Oh right,
that was the thing.
Absolutely shite, as I recall.
Yeah, it was like a World War II reimagining. It was a weird
like reimagining. Yeah, yeah, it wasn't great.
Hey, guess who's playing him next on the big screen?
Macbeth.
Yeah.
Who?
My man, Denzel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that'd
directed, be good, directed by. Joel Cohen or Ethan Cohen. One, only one of the Cohen brothers. Which one,
though?
Only one. Let me see.
I remember when we were covering Macbeth in school, we had Philly Walsh. And, like, it was a running joke about, like, how many times he said the word Macbeth wrong. And he'd be, like, he'd be going through the book, like, and that is exactly what we're talking about here in Macjet. Or Macbeth. And he'd, oh, and we would be, someone had a list of all the ones. It was, like, one was, like, McBreath. But, like, some of them were, like, outrageously bad.
One job. Say the title of your play, right? It is Joel Cohen.
Okay, yeah. Good.
What so are you looking at? Hey, man.
Well, I'll tell you what we're looking at. A town gone mad. I always like that line.
A town whose very conscience was washed away in a tide of beer and green vomit.
The next line I have here is, it's kind of, I'm probably skipping a bit, but it's when...
I'll call you up on it.
They're talking about like prohibition, and where the old guy's like, turns out there's been a prohibition law in Springfield for 200 years.
I love that voice.
The voice is great. Get out of here, old clerk guy.
Yeah. I did like that. Just going back a little bit was like Bart being like, I'll be a Moe's. And Homer's like, I'll come with you. And then, like, he's like, this will be the last we'll hear of prohibition. And you get that scene there. Quimby is like, you can't seriously want to ban alcohol. It tastes great. Makes women more attractive. And makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism. Lovejoy just like,
won't somebody think of the children? And then, like, what I like is, like, the shot, like, when they finally actually get it.
That's where the cocaine line wiggles. Oh, was it? Yeah, the cocaine line.
I missed that.
Where he's like, all our big best leaders have either been drunk or on cocaine.
Ah. Didn't even cop that.
Yeah.
The shots of everyone passed out was great.
Yeah.
When they announced the prohibition. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. And like dun, you see, dun, Homer's dun. Passed out with the with the newspaper. And I love the addition of like, okay, you've done Homer is the obvious one. You've done Barney and Moe, they're the obvious one. But to have like Dr. Hibbert's wife being the other one just at the breakfast table.
It's great, like
brilliant.
Like why is she drinking so much? What is Hibbert up to?
You know what, she has to drink in that relationship.
I did like as well, that was like, on another note, ducks are required to wear long pants in Springfield. He's like,
let me see that.
Long pants on ducks. Like, read the other one, the non-duck one.
And oh my God, the line, like, so they're getting rid of all the booze.
Mm.
And one of my favorite jokes in The Simpsons is the Duff Zero sketch, essentially, where he's now, just like, no, we're not worried.
Can I ask, was it Newman who sent us an email ages ago where it was like, he takes his favorite, he's this guy is his favorite character, his one-off character?
I think so.
Where he's like, takes the slugs, like, oh, you know, give us a thumbs up, like, that's so good. Like,
your memory's far better than mine, I'm sure it was. And it can be used, it's meme quality, it's meme potential is so high.
No, we're not worried. Our customers buy Duff for its robust taste, not its alcoholic content. I predict our new alcohol-free Duff Zero will sell even better than our previous brand. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the end of me.
They just, no, we're not worried, blah, blah, blah. And then, well, like anytime there's any change to some corporation, like, well, that's the end of me.
I love as well the narrator, like, Dateline, Springfield.
Just appears out of nowhere.
The Riley People's slogan was shattered by its noisy neighbor, the Speakeasy. Like, it's, I guess you're supposed to be getting into, like, the Untouchables kind of thing here, like, which now, is just great, like.
Would you like any information on speakeasies? As I said, I was looking up some information on them. Okay.
Go on, then. Go on.
I mean, I've got nothing now. Now I'm under pressure.
You
speakeasy
door,
is also called a blind pig or a blind tiger.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that jerk, rings
some
true for this
jerking
one.
Jerking suds on the side with blind tiger.
You know,
my
friend. Yeah. But Moe's essentially turns into a speakeasy. And I love the fact that, like, it just reverts back to, like, the 1920s almost, like, with the sort of swing jazz music that they're playing in Moe's. And then Banner comes. But just the whole...
like,
oh, no,
the, it's
Banner
the,
doesn't come
the women,
up for that.
They show up, and it's like, Wiggum is dancing with Princess Jasmine. Like, really fucking swinging around, roaring 20s style.
Wahoo! Shaw! Oh, jeez, this looks bad. Better turn on the all Wiggum charm. Oh boy, that sounded
bad.
Gotta
turn on the old Wiggum charm and like
it's
slick
the way
back
she
the hair.
Pervert! Like, I can't even do it justice. Like, it sounds so bad.
And he's just like, oh, that's not good.
We demand that you have a police chief who's capable of running the town.
Queen be like, demand? Who are you to demand anything? I run this town. You're just a bunch of low income nobodies.
Election in November, election in November.
What? Again? This stupid country, like.
I love that. Couldn't be giving it back. And then that's when you get
Banner. Let me read the line from the narrator. It's like, with rum running hoodlums in the catbird seat, Springfield sent for one man who could clean up the town and shoot up the gangsters, Rex Banner. It's like, like, it's so that, like, writing there, like, getting into the mindset of Conan O'Brien always talks about how he loves old-timey stuff. I'd say he would have had a blast writing this episode.
I'd say he would have actually. He even kind of talks a bit like that in a lot of his jokes.
Oh, he loves
revert
it.
To like old-timer sort of guy. Like, ah, oh, what do you mean? Say, the way Banner kicks Wiggum out of his chair
and smashes the TV.
It's so like he pulls Wiggum's chair around and like kicks the back of the chair.
Yeah.
And Wiggum just falls out the front.
I was watching that and sitting there. And then, like, when he like tells me, I was like, well, what are you waiting for? Someone to kiss you goodbye?
Well, no, I guess not. And the headlines are great in this as well. So you've got Banner bars booze barred by Banner.
Yeah.
is the sub story.
Like, like, he builds a wall to like stop
into town.
Bootleggers. Like, all those cars look like normal cars though, like, and he just has like a satisfied smile on his face.
Great animation of him as well. Like, I just like the look of him.
The
mafia are trying to bribe him. It's like, how do you know you don't like bribes if you've never taken one?
This is kind of nice. No bribes. Like,
okay, you win.
From now on, we'll stick to smuggling heroin. That second
see that
line,
you do.
That second line wasn't in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
It
is
was,
body,
it was
isn't
just
it?
Like, okay, you win. Cut
yeah.
that, you know?
It is quite bawdy. And so, you like, how does it start that Homer decides to do it?
Chief Wiggum shows up and he asks, can he arrest Homer and Marge for anything? And then he says, we're Banner in town. I got nothing to do. And he's like, I'm not going to give up beer. It's a way of life. It's my way of life.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, sounds like you have a plan. Like, maybe I do. And then it's like, he's like, come on, boy, you got to think of a plan. And then he sees Barney putting the flower down outside the Duff Brewery. And it's like, a mysterious person in black keeps a solitary vigil. Like, yeah, so good. And then he's like, drives out to get the barrels.
Rex Banner just, like, they get the barrels.
Holy
Banner
shit, like.
He's just shooting at them, yeah, right through the windshield, yeah, like, ah. Like, what, he's trying to kill them?
And, like, Homer, like, you know, sets the tone. He's like, we're going out, Marge. If we don't go back, avenge our deaths. Like,
yeah,
all right.
And even when they've been chased through the graveyard by Banner, they're still playing that, like, swinging jazz music.
Homer heard knocking over gravestones is good luck.
I don't know why I always love the line where, like, they get back, the car's total.
Yeah.
Marge's like, what happened to you?
Nothing.
Like, he's already angry. Nothing.
I don't think it had broken axles before.
Before. You live in the past, Marge. Yeah. Quit living in the past.
Yeah. And then, like, Marge going with the laundry basket to the laundry room, but the door is locked and has, like, all the different signs of no entry. Like,
yeah. And I have to say, I love the bowling alley system. I've always liked it as a kid, just the whole way that they did it. The gutter balls.
I love the whole thing, like,
very satisfying.
Another gutter ball. Gee, Homer, you sure do suck tonight. Like,
suck like a fox.
Yeah. And then they get to Moe's and that'll be $45.
Yeah. But this better be the best tasting beer I've ever had.
It's like, it's flat.
Now, apparently in Prohibition era, Terry, a beer cost $4 to $5. Which I would imagine in 1920 is a pretty
quite
penny.
Expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the price would definitely be up.
Yeah.
You know, but like I was like, the Homer's not like pulling the pint, you know what I mean? Like, if it's in a barrel of beer, like,
or bowling ball, like, even.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, like, it's going to be shite. Anyway, like, I tried not to get too hung up on that. I did, like, you know.
An episode.
An episode.
Your attention, please. Yeah.
I did like how Lou and Eddie were just like Rex Banner's guys now. And he's like,
yeah,
you haven't touched your banana kaboom. This isn't a very happy birthday for Rex Banner. And the headline, Beer Baron beats Banner.
And then you get, again, one of my favorite lines in the series.
What's the matter, Chief?
Yeah, you barely touched your banana kaboom.
This isn't a very happy birthday for Rex Banner.
And that's the way they play it. Hello, fishies!
Listen, Rummy, I'm going to say it plain and simple. Where'd you pinch the hooch? Is some blind tiger jerking suds on the side?
Yes. Listen, Rummy, I'm going to say it plain and simple. Where'd you pinch the hooch? Is some blind tiger jerking suds on the side?
Yes. What? Like, that's such a funny line. Yeah. I'm going to say it plain and simple.
Yeah.
Every line couldn't be more complicated. Yeah.
some blind tiger
jerking suds on the side. It's such a great line. Oh, brilliant.
Like, Homer and Bart leaving and, like, Marge finding out. And, like, Marge being impressed.
I love Marge's reaction. Yeah, that's very clever.
I've known your father since high school. It's the cleverest thing he's ever done.
Lisa, like, Prohibition may be unpopular, but it's the law. And go to everyone at the same time.
I love, like, she's like, Marge's like, it's a silly 200-year-old law, which it is. And then Homer's, like, showing her the money. And she's like, whoa. And then you get the great scene of, like, Moe's pet shop. And he's like, open up, Curly. This is a raid.
Raid. Curly.
All right. I'm fine here in a run-of-the-mill pet shop. And, like,
brilliant.
Love how he's reaching for the lever.
Like a big, comically large handle. And then
he's just like, everybody put their beer behind their
How? How would you everything? Yeah, that's a pet shop.
Pet shop, huh? I have just one question. What kind of pet shop is filled with rambunctious yahoos and hot jazz music at 1 a.m?
The best damn pet shop in town.
Yeah.
And then so he basically leaves. He says alligators and turtles may seem like a good idea for a pet, but they grow up. All right, boys.
Let's get at it. I love how Barney just comes back up. Like, I don't think you needed the, like, those gears really hurt. The L would have just sufficed.
Yeah,
think,
like, it probably would have, actually, yeah. And a hat on a hat, as they say.
Yeah, and then you get the whole, you're out there, beer baron, and I'll find you.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Won't.
Ad break.
Now, ad break. I used to always think as a kid that he said no for some reason.
Oh, like, no.
Yeah, like, no. Either.
All
right,
okay. Oh, just like, no, as in, like, you're wrong, like, nope, or whatever.
That. And, but then I also suspected that it was cut off from the ad break, because it always seemed to, you would just say no as it would fade out to the ads or whatever. And I was always like, oh, I always miss that bit or whatever. But yeah.
Damn you, Sky One.
I know. Bloody Sky strikes again.
Deadline, Springfield. The elusive beer baron continues to thumb his nose at the authorities, swaggering about in a garish new hat. He seemed to say, look at me, Rex Banner, I have a new hat. And, like, I love how shiny his shoes are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super shiny. Like, mows up his order to 20 balls a night, and he's like, Dad, he's like, call me beer baron.
Yeah, he's like, we're out of beer.
Yeah, we're out of beer baron.
I love that. Like, Homer's like, I need 42 bathtubs today.
Now, I just want to go before this, because Mo, like, pops his head down the cellar, and he's like,
oh yeah,
he's like, they're sobering up and they ain't gonna stick around for the ambience. And Homer's like, oh, I'm all out of beer, but I've got some turpentine or some cock, delicious cock. I'm like, what? I know what they're doing. Like, that was cut out. That was definitely cut out.
Was it?
Yeah. Delicious cock was definitely cut out.
But is it cock or is it pronounced cock?
It's pronounced, like, it's closer to cock than cock. You know what I mean? Right. Like, the L is kind of, you don't lean on the L.
Yes.
So he's like, we have some cock, some delicious cock.
I never picked up on that.
Oh, have you not?
No.
A few other shows have used that, like, that cock entendre.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I never copped that.
Yeah. I did find, just because, like, the bathtubs, what shop is he going to that will sell you 42 bathtubs for 3,000?
Or is 50
for 3,000?
Yeah.
What does that work out?
3,000. I'll take that. Just get 60, rid of 49 60, of them.
60 quid a bathtub? Like.
Yeah. And he's like, I'd like 42 bathtubs. You know, there's 50 for $3,000 today. I said 42.
Yeah.
Like, straight away. The big angry face.
I said, no, there's something about that. Like, that kind of joke. I love.
It's the angry face.
The angry for no reason. Like, don't try and upsell me on this.
That's exactly
I know what I want. This is what I want. Like,
I said 42. Yeah, like, he knows 42. He's trying. Don't even try it, Pat.
Yeah. And then, like, they have all the different stills. Like, this is just more illegal than what you were doing before.
Yeah. I like the way one of them is 12-year-old Scotch.
Yeah.
You know. And you get, like, Rex Banner, like, just pulling people off the street, asking them if they're the beer baron as well. It's like, first of all, he gets Ned, Flanders, and Flanders doesn't even, like, even when he grabs Flanders by the collar,
on his face.
He just, like, leans in, like, what is it?
Well, if you're talking about root beer, then I played Gildedly as Chardedly Arged.
Like, he sounds drunk.
Yeah, not the Baron, but he sounds drunk. Take him in. And the comic book guy.
I love that, where he says, are you the beer baron? Yes, but only by night.
By day, I'm a madman reporter for a major metropolitan newspaper.
Don't crack wise with me, Tubby.
Tubby? Oh, yes, Tubby. It's like, he's pointing out, or, like, he's cutting through these characters that they're like, what? Like,
they don't expect Curly. To be called out.
Curly?
Yeah, don't crack wise with me,
Tubby. Oh, yes, Tubby. Yeah, and then, like, Homer walked by, like, hey, Banner, how's your hanging? It's like, none of your business.
That's a good banner right there.
Yeah. Me?
Yeah, that one right there. Right. That was the best one.
Thanks.
I always remember
the great joke as well, where they're, like, all waiting impatiently for the ball.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, who wants a bathtub mint julep? And like the three southern dandies at the end are like, ooh.
You know, I had, when I went to that, I don't know if I told you, I went on this little tour when I was in London, Jim Beam tour, hosted by Jim Beam himself. And you got a free cocktail or whatever at the end. And
you
because
picked
of
mint
this
julep?
Episode, I picked the mint julep, yeah. It was horrible.
Why didn't you pick the whiskey sour or the old fashioned?
Yeah, the fucking I could see
you looking in the opposite direction, and this little black speck, like just like
it's a fly.
Yeah,
they're fucking bastards this year, aren't they? I mean, this year they're really taking the cake. Flies.
We're okay here, like.
Oh my god!
I mean, we're on the main
road.
You
walk into a room and you just hear like.
Sounds like you need to see a doctor, friend.
I do. I tell you, that zapper that I got is fucking amazing.
Oh, does it work? Yeah.
Oh,
did
my
you get it
God.
In Aldi?
I think Kerry got it in like a €2 shop or something.
Oh, even
in
better.
In the shopping centre. But it was originally a gag prize for my
yes.
birthday. But it's one of the most useful presents I've ever gotten.
It's one of the most thoughtful gifts I've ever had.
It's amazing. Anyway,
the stills really start exploding anyway.
Like, that was always a joke that I remember got huge laughs when I was a kid by my parents, by me.
Bean I had for dinner.
It was more when Homer's in bed and he's like,
oh, this part, yeah.
And he's like, kaboom, kablam, oh, excuse me again, dear.
Yeah.
That got such a laugh.
Yeah. And like, I love Marge being like, Homer, like, you know, you made a bit of money, you had a bit of excitement, just give it, like, stop pretending. And then he's just like, boom.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And like leaves. And like a giant explosion. He's like rolling around on fire outside. Like, I've thought about what you said and I've decided to quit.
Literally, he's on fire. Yeah. Like,
And then we're kind of running towards the end here because like he has all his money and then Police Chief Wiggum jumps out in like his pajama pants and the
like. Doesn't he still have a home, Wiggum? Like,
yeah,
doesn't he still live with?
He's like, I
Sally
stole the trigger and most of the handle
is.
To feed his family. I can throw this pretty hard.
Like, surely he's still got a bed and a shower.
Maybe she kicked him out.
Yeah,
because
and
well,
I love
it would make sense. Sarah kicking him out because he was cavorting.
Sarah, that's it.
He was cavorting with them.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, what's her name?
Princess Jasmine.
Princess
Sarah,
Jasmine.
Please.
From Aladdin? That's not right. It can't be Jasmine. It's Princess something. Hang on.
Let me see. Maybe it's not.
I'll find it first. Cashmere?
Yes.
Boom.
And well, let myself down there, to be honest.
It's okay, I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
I saved you, don't worry.
Can you spell Kashmir for me?
K-A-S-H.
You're looking at it, I see.
I'm not! K-A-S-H-M-I-R. Sure, I know from the song, Kashmir.
Kashmir.
No, Kashmir. Of course it's Kashmir.
Yeah.
I feel like we do as many Seinfeld references on this show as we do The Simpsons, but just...
Gore-Tex. I was going to say Gore-Tex. And then when we set our Seinfeld show, we can use our Simpsons references in Seinfeld.
Yeah, and they won't understand.
Yeah. Got to keep everybody on their toes at all times.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. This is the show, Andy.
I love the bit where he's like, I guess you hate Rex Banner right now. Who? The guy who took your job. Oh,
more than anything in the world.
More than anything in the world.
Yeah. The idea is like Banner going on. The Beer Baron is a media fabrication. The idea that someone could operate under my nose is laughable. Well, you all know what laughter sounds like, don't you?
And I don't know why I love the line where they're like, this just in, Police Chief Wiggum has caught the Beer Baron. And you just hear Lenny like, they caught Homer?
They caught Homer?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like Wiggum's going through everything and he's like, if I got one thing, Wiggum, I filled the balls with a funnel. And they're like, oh.
the extra shots from the camera. Like.
Again, they used that joke last week and it worked, and they use it again like Wolfcastle, where he's like, Yes, it was personally approved by my secretary.
And like they say a really non-interesting point.
Banal.
And then, and I like the addition of that line. They caught Homer, because even in that one line, Banner kind of knows, okay, the town aren't really with me here.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You know,
they like, all knew.
Yeah, and they're just like, this whole thing is ridiculous. Like, they all know it's him.
And then Homer's about to get catapulted. Hard to get a fine, or at least 3 or 4 years in jail.
They test it out on a cat.
Of all things. Why not be a cat? Like,
Banner. So it's just to get an extra little dig. Yeah. Like, so you don't feel too bad for Banner when they load him up. I mean, they just kill him, essentially.
Yeah, he's like, we can't choose what law we obey. If I could, I'd shoot everybody who looked at me cockeyed. Send them back to mama.
And like, so he's dead, essentially. Yeah, dead. Absolutely no one would survive that. He looked like he traveled about 200 miles.
More
into the horizon, and I like the fact that
like stepped into a Wile E. Coyote cartoon for like the last 2 minutes here.
They were still, I think, going to catapult Homer
because, like, load him up, like,
yeah. And then it was like the fucking clerk guy just didn't read the rest of the parchment.
Turns out it was repealed 199 years ago.
And then they're like, oh, okay. Like, surely after getting rid of Banner, you'd be like, all right, let him go. Let's just bring beer back.
But that's like, that is your deus ex machina right there. Like, and it's kind of like Family Guy do this to like much lesser results, where it's like, well, we're just going to throw a line in there that.
Exactly. Just
so, like, but like,
whatever.
I like that it was like, wait a minute, there's more lines on the parchment. Like, you know, like it was always there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Nobody bothered our ass to read it.
Yeah, if you just scroll down a little further, like,
yeah.
But it's mad how much like we really like need the ending to be good, because I would have thought in theory, I don't care if they do that. And they fudge the ending and just be like, whatever, you know, as a kind of ending. But because, like, you've enjoyed the rest of the episode. But the ending is really what leaves you.
Did you not like that? No, like,
For this, I didn't mind it. But just in general, particularly with Family Guy and stuff doing that.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you can't leave a bad taste in your mouth. Like,
yeah.
And, like, I did, like, even if you don't like that kind of thing, I love actually, like, because Marge gave the speech and like, our freedom to drink.
Yeah.
And like how Homer like was really terrified. He runs and wraps his arms around Marge.
Yeah.
Quimby gives him an apology, asks will he be able to flood the town with booze. Homer's not in that business anymore. And then it's like,
4 minutes.
Then 5 minutes later, everybody's it's brilliant.
And like, and it is a great line to end it as well.
Yeah. To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems. And like, even if, like you say, that catapult or, you know, the 199 bit doesn't work for you, they save it with the next part. Like,
it was a wise move taking it from the end of Act 1.
Yeah, and like slotting it in there. Because it's a real like triumphant moment that, you know, you've restored the status quo, but also like, Homer is back doing what he loves, drinking.
Homer's doing what he's doing. Yeah, you've restored the status quo, but you're still sort of throwing in like the obvious like negative effects of alcohol as well.
That's that it. Speech. Like, and you're not, you know, you're not perfect. Condoning.
It's a perfect line.
Yeah.
Listen, shall we get into ratings, Terry?
Please. Unbelievable.
We want you to tell us what you think and be honest, because no one from the show is here spying on you.
What did you think of it, pal?
I really enjoyed it. It was, I knew, you know, this is one that I think people consider a classic. And while I don't think it was reaching the heady highs that we've sometimes had in this year, it's definitely like, it makes last week's episode seem more of a blip if you were thinking of it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I've been four out of the five, last five I've been pretty high on, like including this one here. Like, so like there's just a lot of good stuff in here. If you go story wise, like it's a pretty good story, I have to say. Like, you know,
it is.
They get you, it's smooth. They get you from A to B to C, and with a lot of jokes. Like, you know,
yeah, it's not clunky. No, there's a lot of moving parts, and it could have been very like, oh, okay, I guess we're here.
What
now,
are we doing right now? Like, you know, like yeah, we were talking about last week, where it was like, oh, this completely like jars with what I had going on the other side. Whereas each transition is very smooth. You get Homer and Bart doing stuff together, which is always a plus. I've come to realize that I really like when they pair Homer with one of the kids.
Yeah.
Like that, them as a combo is a winning combo for me. Like,
true, actually, you know? Yeah.
So I liked a lot of that. I love the fact that they chose somebody like Dave Thomas to do the voice. They chose the best voice actor to do the Rex Banner character.
It could easily
have been stunt casting, as they had kind of been doing this season.
Stunt casting?
Like putting, like, you know, Fox, David Duchovny in the episode. You know what I mean? Like, you could easily have said, this week on, I don't know, 90, what were we, 90?
Tom Hanks is Rex Banner or
yeah, something like that. Like, you know. Yeah. And well, you know,
that would have actually worked.
That would have worked well. If I'm just thinking of Catch Me If You Can, like, but like,
yeah, he's got that kind of voice, like the narrator.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, like, but I mean, that would have worked. But like, it could easily have been whoever is in vogue this week as Rex Banner. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it wouldn't have seemed as authentic. Whereas I love the character of Rex Banner.
Yeah.
The idea they can bring in this kind of person living in the Simpsons world. Like,
so at odds with the rest of the town.
Exactly. Like, this guy is still, you know, he's Sean Connery in The Untouchables.
Can I push you? Would he make your MVP?
He was close.
You giving it to Homer?
I'm actually going to give it to Quimby.
Hey, demand. What are you to demand? Anyway?
Yeah, like that. And like, my God, long pants.
Yeah.
And like, I just really like all of his line readings. They made me laugh and made me smile. I'm going to give, my rating is going to be an
8.9. 8.9. Okay.
You know what? Let's make it a 9.
Oh, excellent. Bump that up to a 9. Yeah.
It's good enough. That's
4 out of 5 9 pluses in your last 5 episodes.
Yeah, maybe it's the ricochet effect that like I'm so far down that like I'm springing back up to grab whatever good. I mean, they've all been really good episodes.
I don't think you're wrong for that. Yeah. I would agree with everything. I loved this episode. I thought it was brilliant. I can't really add anything that you haven't said already. I like the little
maybe
twitches
you should go
of
first
like,
next week.
No, that's fine. I like the little things like Banner and the cops in like the diner, that Nighthawks.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say
that sort of stuff. Like, I like the little touches here and there. I like the little,
it looks
didn't even
great,
notice before,
I have to
but
say,
that jazzy music going all the way through that you don't even really notice, but you're sort of in that Prohibition era vibe or whatever. Like, it was just some really subtle things like that, and just getting a completely, like, it's a big story that they had to tell, and they did it, like you said, very smoothly. Like,
tonally, it's perfect. That's what it exactly is. The tone, they didn't make a misstep on.
Perhaps with the bombing, what was the other one? Something else they took out. Oh, the cocaine one was fine.
Yeah.
The bombing one just the bombing one just seemed like, I mean, like, it's not like
gratuitous, right? Like,
yeah, just a little bit too, like, I think
it's not a joke. Like, it's not a joke at it. Like,
yeah, and it didn't, like, I don't know. They were going for a big thing, I guess, but they
didn't add anything to it at all. Like,
yeah, no, it just took away. I can see why they got rid of it. My MVP, I'm going to give it to Rex Banner. Mm-hmm. Big fan of the Some Blind Tiger jerking suits on the side.
It's great.
And, like, and all his, like, open up Curly and
Curly.
All this sort of stuff.
I think with Banner, I really liked him, but I also, if anything more so, I loved how people reacted to him.
Yeah, how everyone bounced off Banner.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm going to give a rating of 9.0 as well.
Oh.
So, but not often that we pair up like that,
mm-hmm.
Let alone in the nines. So, yes, top stuff now, I must say. Mm-hmm. Can we get our plugs in, please, Terry?
Andy, why don't you tell me and the good folks at home where they can find us online?
Oh, I'll tell you, pal. You can find us on Twitter and you can find us on Instagram. The address at Put It In H Podcast. There's a fly on my arm. Ruined my whole bit. I fucking hate them.
I'm honestly, what is wrong with him? I can see you just like shaking your arm. Like,
where is he? Hang on. I'm going to bring the electric thing in here.
Yeah, well, why don't you finish up?
Yeah, Put It In H Podcast. You find links to all we do, particularly on our Instagram. You find our latest episode, our video podcast, our What's So Great About Marvel, our merch.
Ooh.
Plenty of t-shirts left. And our Patreon.
Yeah. Oh, the Patreon, you say.
Well, yeah, I say the Patreon.
For the low, low fee of $5 dues a month, €4.50, and of course, we don't know what it is in sterling.
Frankly, we don't want to know.
You get access to 4 bonus episodes per month. 2 of our sister podcast, What's So Great About, where we take a certain topic and kind of dig in to see what makes it so great. At the moment, I'm trying to show Andy what's so great about Ryan Gosling. We've also done ones on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That was a huge success. And 90s action.
We do say so ourselves.
No, as in I showed Andy what was so great about it. Oh, unbelievable.
And this is your bit. I'm swooping in here to ruin your bit.
Yeah, okay. You're the fly to my Andy. Got it.
Go on.
Buzzing in here. Anyway, and we've done another mini series on 90s action movies. The other 2 episodes, you ask? Well, you get them on a kind of bunch of random bonus episodes. We've just got in the can last week. Me and Andy did our top 5 favorite performances of all time. We've got ones on like we make a play. Andy has sent me on an emotional journey a couple of times.
Twice.
Yeah, where he's picked out some emo music for me to listen to. I've done the same for him with movie songs. You know, we've done hair
metal. Heavy metal.
A bunch of top 5s. We've done one where, you know, we have come up with our dream festivals, our perfect day. Lots of good. I tell you, it's just we're off book and we're just kind of. Now, this might play into our review coming up, our La La Land review, but it's a jazz set, okay? Like,
it is a jazz set. No Simpsons content is on there.
None whatsoever.
Should point that out.
Yeah.
But if you like this,
hey,
just you want to hear us talk about other stuff, that's where you do it.
Now, if you can't afford the $5 a month, well, look, I understand. It's pandemic. Things are hard. You know? I'm here for you. But what you can do for me is something else. Now, Andy.
Oh, yes.
In this episode, Rex Banner got a telegram saying his dog had puppies. And if I was to take a guess at how many puppies they had, I would say it was probably 5. And you know what? 5 is a number of stars that I need you good folks out there to give me in a review. E Honda.
All right, well, that was a stretch, but that's fine.
I got. I took a long walk, but I got you there, my friend.
Oh, I love it. This is my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, great. Like, me scrambling to come up with.
I love it. I love to see what you come up with on the spot.
How did I end up doing this?
I don't know.
It just happened. Ugh. Anyway, 5-star review goes very far, helps us get back in the charts, and puts you back in our hearts. Also, you know what? You could tag a friend, tell a friend, you know, turn them onto the show, you know. If you like, if you like listening to this free,
turn them on.
Free content, you know. it is free.
Turn them on.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it is free. Oh, it's free, all right.
And, I was going to say, if you made it this far, thanks for listening. And I do want to say that. But we were just looking at the episode list, and we are fastly approaching the end of season 8. Now, after season 8, well, let's just say we got a few things up our sleeve.
Like what? Yes.
So we'll leave it there. Watch this space, exactly. But we're excited. I'll tell you, myself and Andy are excited.
Yeah. So
that's all that matters. Yeah. How about that?
How about that?
And of course, I like you.
And of course, folks, hey, you know me. I love you. I know things are tough, but hey, you got someone who loves you right here.
And you got somebody who likes you on this feed. But, you know, if you're on the Patreon feed, you might get the big L.
And folks, it is wonderful. And on that note, I'm going to go kill this fly.
Sand. Search insanity.